The NHS is facing the biggest budget crunch in its history. The stark warning from Simon Stevens, the new head of NHS England, on his first day in the job this week. Despite the health budget being ring-fenced by the government from its austerity cuts, the effects of inflation mean it has to find savings. The squeeze is being felt hardest in mental health, which, from the start of the new financial year this weekend, is having to cope with 20% less than other services. Some staff and charities are warning that this will further harm patient care. Our social affairs correspondent Michael Buchanan begins his report in Norwich.
In the small village of Pullen Market, mental health campaigners stopped for an ice cream, a break on their walk from Ipswich to Norwich.
Well, we've had so much support from, you know, when we're walking along. I mean, people have been so supportive of what we're doing. They've been saying, you know, good on you, I know someone who works in mental health.
The walkers, a changing mix of staff, patients and supporters, embarked on the two-day trek this week to highlight the dangers they see in plans to cut £40 million on mental health services in Norfolk and Suffolk over the next few years. Psychiatric nurse and Unison official Emma Corlett took part in the walk.
People feel that they're breaching their code of conduct and their, you know, professionalism on a daily basis, because if you know that your caseload is so high, you're having to prioritise who you do and don't see, and you know people that really need a service aren't getting it. That's a terrible place to be.
An email sent by this programme supports Emma's assertion. Sent earlier this week from a member of a community mental health team, it talks of 330 unallocated cases, patients awaiting care. But that's not all. Hospital beds have been cut, meaning patients are being sent across England to get care, and an increasing number of young people are being treated on adult wards against all guidance. Terry Skirm is a social worker who works for the Norfolk and Suffolk Mental Health Trust.
As well as cutting the bed numbers, the Trust has cut the community services. You can't do both. If you want to, say, reduce bed numbers, you have to boost the community services so that people can be kept well at home. But if you cut both at the same time, that's a disaster, and that's what we've got on our hands.
What's happening in East Anglia is happening across England. Joint investigations by BBC News and the online journal Community Care over the past few months have revealed 1,700 beds have been closed over the past 2 years. Mental health budgets have been cut despite overall NHS spending slightly increasing, and both adults and children are being sent far from home to access treatment. Other changes, though less dramatic, are nonetheless distressing.
The relationship is very important. When you see people changing, you're having to tell your story over and over again, because many times they haven't read your notes, they don't have time to read your notes, and this is what's happened 3 times, actually, in the last year.
Jessica Goldfinch is bipolar and relies on community mental health teams to keep her disorder in check. A whole-scale reorganisation of her care, without her input, has left her feeling vulnerable.
When you're dealing with people in mental health crisis, it is absolutely imperative that you start to build a relationship with people. My recent psychiatrist prescribed some quite heavy-duty mood-stabilising medications, and they've not even met me.
Assertive outreach teams, proven to reduce suicides, have also been reorganised, here as elsewhere. I'm now at the Helliston Hospital, the main mental health facility in Norwich, which the CQC said earlier this year was failing to meet expected levels of care. It's also where I'm meeting the Trust's interim chief executive, Andrew Hopkins.
I do not think we're in crisis, and I do not think the services are unsafe.
Mr. Hopkins says he's managed to secure beds in care homes to relieve some of the problems with mental health wards, but the overall pressures on the system remain enormous.
We know that for the last 2 years, actually investment in mental health has gone down, while investment in every other area of health service has gone up. So mental health has been suffering. All the issues that you're saying are indicative of this trust, they are all the issues that all of my colleague chief executives from across the country talk about. We're all struggling with the fact that there don't seem to be enough beds for children. I'd absolutely agree with that 100%. The pressure coming through adult beds is enormous. Every trust I speak to is having to place patients out of their area.
Despite those challenges, when the new financial year starts this weekend, NHS England has recommended that mental health trusts get 20% deeper cuts to their budgets than other NHS services, a decision the Care Minister and Norfolk MP Norman Lamb said cannot be defended.
Well, we asked NHS England for an interview to respond to the points raised in Michael Buchanan's report. It told us no one was available.